Yeah, copy. It's something that we're probably gonna want sooner or later, or sooner than later, especially when we start offering training that we wanna save. And I mean, people can we already kind of nudged everybody to kind of get moving on their ICS 100, 200s, and then Skyborne, and so getting the website and our directory in a position where it's ready to start taking in records, the sooner the better. And then that just makes it so it's easy to grow, and everything is in one place, Oh, and then I should tell you that because some of the training records for members will be in the personnel folder, I did give John VOX I gave him access to the personnel folder. So, and I added the SharePoints to his computer last night, so he can get in there and see member information for the most part. I can get him like read only, if you want. The same for everybody else, but that's a discussion we can have offline on our Monday huddle. But yeah, so. I guess that's all I got. I do want to get that set up so that we can start pulling in information, and also start tracking, expiration dates of certs. And then I'm not familiar with what I forget what it was that you guys were talking about that in that Sean was sending over to you. I don't think we have we're not collecting that at this time on the website, but if that's something we want to collect, I should probably note that. But I do probably want to get with John VOX and that whatever Sean was sending over and try to document all of that so I can add it to the website, especially if it expires, so that we can track it. But yeah, mainly I was looking at getting with John for the Auxcom stuff, because I kind of want to know what are all the things that we need to satisfy for each member for Auxcom, how many of those expire, and then just get a spot for it, So that's all I got. KEAWUO.